Oh, I'm sorry to bother you so early. Were you still asleep? It's okay. I'm not here to clean your room. You don't need to get up. I'm here for a little chat. Is it okay if I sit here on the end of your bed? It is rather awkward, but I'm just gonna say what I have to say and be done with it. You know, I've been working for your mother as her live-in PA and housekeeper for a few years now, and she's a wonderful employer who treats me so well. And you and your father have always been so kind and respectful towards me, which makes what I'm about to tell you all the more, well, all the more delicate. You see, yesterday I was cleaning your room and I accidentally knocked over a pile of books by your bed, and I couldn't help notice amongst them was a handwritten notebook with, well, you'd written my name on the front cover. And I know I shouldn't have done this, but I was intrigued, so I started flicking through it. Oh, my dear, I know this must be embarrassing for you, but you need to listen to what I have to say. It really is in everybody's interest that we get this out into the open. So, I soon realized that your notebook was full of some extremely explicit sexual fantasies about me. And I have to admit that I got a bit flustered while reading all the things you'd like to do with me. Darling, I can see the book on your nightstand. Could you hand it to me, please? Thank you. There are some, shall we say, interesting passages in here, aren't there? This one, for example. Tonight I came while imagining her squatting down over me, with her beautiful, broad, naked ass hovering inches above my face, breathing in the musk of her pussy and asshole. Well, you think my ass is beautiful? Really? Or this bit. I want her to cuddle me, envelop me. I want to drown in her flesh. I ache for her gorgeous, womanly body. I need to climax between her magnificent, nurturing breasts. Magnificent? Well, they are pretty big, I guess, and full and ripe. So there are pages of this, pages and pages. And some of them seem to be stuck together. You have a very active imagination. I suppose it's only natural for a young man to have these yearnings, these powerful sexual urges. Though I'm surprised that I've become the object of such devotion. Aren't there any girls your age at grad school you can fixate on? Oh, you like older women. Specifically, you like me? Do you know? I kind of figured that out. In fact, there were a few clues before I found your diary. A couple of weeks ago, I was cleaning the bathroom, And admittedly, I was wearing a pair of rather revealing shorts, but it was a hot day, and the shaving mirror was positioned so that I could see into the hallway where you, well, frankly, you had your penis out, and you were masturbating to me as I bent over cleaning the bathtub. I didn't know what to do. I just carried on scrubbing, and when I looked up again, you'd gone. And another time, I was making up your bed, and stuffed into your pillowcase, I found a pair of my panties. And it was very clear that you'd been using them to entertain yourself. Oh, there's no need to blush. I suppose it's not that unusual for a virile young man to fantasize about doing naughty things with a voluptuous older woman. What do they call women like me? MILFs? Cougars? And I can't say I don't find it flattering to be lusted after so energetically. But there's something else we need to talk about. There was one aspect of your diary which I found a little more puzzling. I think you know what I mean. You kept on referring to me as Mommy. Look, here's an example. I want to nuzzle and suck on Mommy's bosoms while she rubs my stiffy and makes me squirt. Or this, I love Mommy's shapely round ass. I would love to come up behind her, pull down her jeans and panties, and rub my pee-pee on her cheeks until I make a mess. And this, I want to be Mommy's good boy and fuck into her pussy until we both come. Now, I think I'm relatively experienced when it comes to sex, but I've never encountered this sort of thing before. So last night, I had an interesting time online, researching. It seems, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems that you fantasize about me being your mommy dom. Is that the right expression? Oh, good. I thought so. You want me to adopt a sort of motherly, nurturing persona. You want me to call you good boy and whisper sweet talk into your ears, saying how proud I am of you and telling you about all the naughty things we can do together and all the different ways I can help you to make cummies for Mommy. That's right, isn't it? I'm talking about your ultimate sexual fantasy. Well, since you've been so honest with me, like a good boy, it's only fair that I would be honest with you. At first, I was a little shocked when I read your diary, but I just couldn't stop thinking about it. While I was cleaning, my mind kept wandering back to it. So I took the diary into the bathroom and I locked the door and pulled down my panties and masturbated to it. And I had the most amazing, delicious orgasm. The best orgasm I've had for a long time. There was something about the scenarios in your book that turned me on so much. Do you want to know the exact passage I came to? The one that sent me over the edge? It's the one where you're fantasizing about what might happen if Mommy took you into her bed because you were scared of a thunderstorm. You say, I imagine her pulling back the covers and inviting me in to snuggle. And I feel so safe and warm and loved, pressed up against her. But then I start to feel all tingly and nice in my pee-pee. And it makes me wriggle. And Mommy says, "What's wrong?" And I show her, and she says, "We need to do something about that." She tells me to take off my pajamas, and she takes off her nightie. Then she lies on her tummy and says, "I want my good boy to climb onto my bottom like he's riding a horse." So I do, and feeling Mommy's ass against my pee-pee and balls is very nice. And she says, "Push your stiffy up and down between my bottom cheeks. And go on, watch my ass jiggle." And I do, until it feels so naughty and exciting that my hips start to buck uncontrollably and I make a big mess all over her bottom and back. And then she says, "My good boy's had his fun. Now Mommy needs some fun too." And she gets on all fours and tells me to press my face between her lovely fleshy cheeks and kiss her and lick her and nuzzle her pussy and asshole until she starts to moan and whimper. And suddenly her body tenses and she grips the sheets and comes hard on my tongue while all the time calling me a good boy. Oh, my dear, you're blushing again. I do find that adorable. But isn't it a little bit late for bashfulness? After all, we've both fantasized about Mommy playing naughty games with her good boy now, haven't we? We've both had lovely orgasms to the thought of me as your mommy dom and you as my subby little boy. And, well, how would you feel if I brought your fantasies to life? Would you like me to be your mommy dom in real life? Would that be okay? Would you like this juicy, milfy mommy to help you come? You would? I thought so. Well, luckily, we have the house to ourselves, so I can't see why we shouldn't get started right away. Now, one of the things I learned about the whole mommy-dom thing is that good boys must always do what they're told if they want to have fun with their mommies. That's right, isn't it? So, the first thing we need to do is make sure you have a nice, hard penis. We can't get very far without one, can we? So, to begin, I'm going to stand here at the end of your bed and show you my ass. You do seem to have a thing about it. Look what you wrote here. I want her to bend over so I can flip up her skirt, pull her panties down around her thighs, and masturbate over her ass. Okay, so if that's going to get you hard, I'd better assume the position. I'll just use the chair to lean on. There we go. Up with my skirt, and down with my panties. You like them stretched around my thighs, don't you? Is that okay for you? Is that the right angle? Good. Start masturbating then while I expose myself. Don't forget to use lube. I know you keep some handy. Oh, and pull back the bed covers so Mommy can see what she's got to work with. What a cute pee-pee my good boy has. Is mommy's ass making it all nice and stiff? Is mommy's big jiggly bottom giving my good boy special naughty tingles? I bet it is, especially when she talks to him like that. What a bad good boy you are, masturbating while mommy jiggles her big ass, spreading her cheeks so you can see her pussy and asshole. How's your erection? Let's see. Wow. I can see I make you hard very quickly. I think you're ready for your first hands-on mommy dom session. So, I'm just gonna slip out of my clothes. There we go. Mommy's all nude for you, so you need to be nude for me. Chop, chop. Wriggle out of those pajamas. Yes. And let's cuddle up together in your bed. Oh my goodness. This is delicious, isn't it? Lying naked like this, our bodies clasped together, that hard penis pressed up against me is making mommy feel very naughty. I think we should begin with the classic mommy dom scenario, a nursing hand job. I'm going to sit up and you're going to rest your head in my lap. That's it. Snuggle in while I, there we go, while I take my ripe breast and guide the stiff nipple into your mouth. Oh gosh. My good boy is so excited, isn't he? Look at those hips squirming as he sucks on my breast. And I haven't even touched his stiffy yet. Is this what my good boy wants? Is this what he needs? Shall I rub your penis until you ejaculate all over my hands and your tummy? This really isn't going to take long at all, is it? You're such a needy slut for mommy. Look at all that pre-cum. So, I'm going to gently take your penis in my hand. Wow, you need this, don't you? Look at those hips bucking. But I don't want you to come just yet. Try to calm down for mommy. That's it. Yes. Let my breast help you to calm down. Nuzzle them and kiss them. Good boy. Put your hands all over them. Moan too, if that helps. Good boy. Moan and whimper into mommy's marvelous milfy mammaries as she strokes your cock up and down, up and down. Oh my. Oh, you're really enjoying this, aren't you? All your dreams have come true. The woman you've lusted after for so long has agreed to play the role of mommy dom. And this is just the start. We're going to go through your diary together and enact all those juicy scenarios. And we won't stop there because we're going to come up with new games to play too. Oh, that's an exciting prospect, isn't it? Games with mommy's big bouncy breast. Games with mommy's soft, sexy bottom. Games with mommy's smooth, silky pussy. Games with mommy's warm, wet mouth. So many games and so much fun. You'll be in heaven. Okay, I'm gonna rub your penis more quickly now, and it's going to feel very nice when I do. So nice that I think my good boy is going to... Oh yes, I think mommy's good boy is about to make cummies. You just release, darling. Just release whenever you want. I'm here for you. Mommy's here for you. Make a lovely squirty mess for your mommy. That's it. Oh, good boy. Good boy. There we go. There we go. Oh, sweetie, what a good boy you are, coming for mommy. Look at that. Look at all the mess you've made. On my hands, on your tummy. Gosh, look. There are even one or two drops on my breast. You really had a lot of fun, didn't you? What a way to start the day. Let's clean ourselves up. Then we can have a nice little cuddle and a lovely, sexy chat about all the naughty things we'll be able to do now that I'm your mommy dom and you're my good boy.